In Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Early voting is underway in Tennessee, and the race for the state's 6th congressional district is wide open. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams explains who's vying for incumbent John Rose's spot and why the electorate may be unfamiliar with these candidates.
District 6, which for people living in East Nashville, that's you, is maybe the race with the most Republican dollars in it. That's because incumbent John Rose is vacating his seat to instead run for governor, and that's left two experienced, well-funded candidates vying for the spot. That's 8-year State House Representative Johnny Garrett and former Congressman Van Hillary. Both are Trump-aligned ultra-conservatives who have raised well over $1 million, but both do have less connection to the district after redistricting. In the state house, Garrett represents people who won't be voting in this race, and Van Hillary was elected to Congress in 1995, but in a completely different area.
Learn more about who's running in Middle Tennessee's recently redrawn congressional districts at WPLN.org. The next man scheduled to be executed in Tennessee has won a concession in the courts. A Nashville judge is ordering the state to say whether a particular doctor will participate in the next lethal injection on August 13th after that same doctor was involved in a botched execution attempt in May. Participants in an execution are typically kept secret, but the judge found the state already identified Dr. Mark Walton Fowler as the physician involved in May. Since that failed execution, there have been widespread concerns about the doctor's inability to place a central line. That was after the medical staff failed to place typical IVs. The next man scheduled for execution is Daryl Hines. He has been on death row for more than 40 years and has been debilitated by a series of strokes this year. His attorneys argue there's a high chance the same doctor would jeopardize the procedure. In the wake of the failed execution, Republican lawmakers and faith leaders have been among those pushing for an independent review.